go through with it. In early July, we all met at Paradise, the trailhead for Rainier. Besides Maura, Luiki, and me, there were several local community leaders and four professional guides led by Ed and Peter Whitaker, co-owner of Rainier Mountaineering, Inc. It was as a guide for RMI that Ed got his start as a climber in his early 20s. By July 2009, he'd climbed the mountain a remarkable 203 times. Rainier was obviously a piece of cake for Ed. In 2005, he'd become the first American to climb the 14 highest mountains in the world, all without bottled oxygen. He's still the only American who's pulled off that feat. And just 2 months before our rendezvous at Paradise, he'd climbed Mount Everest for the seventh time. I trained for the climb by running in my neighborhood with a loaded backpack and jogging up stairwells in New York City, carrying weights in each hand, but nothing prepares you for altitude. Ed and Peter put us through our paces, training us on how to carry our ice axes, how to self-arrest with them if we slipped and fell, even how to walk on snow in a way that minimized our exertion. I survived this initial challenge, although one of my fellow climbers dislocated his elbow. The first day we went from Paradise at 5,400 feet to Camp Muir,